and we're ready for those words. Good.
All right. For the pop cautions, still involving story. We had a fitter function that should have been inhibited, even left enabled. We did not see its trigger conditions being met, yet it executed. So we are running tests starting now to understand this better. That fitter swapped branches and turned off two PRUs, and we're putting the recovery steps for that system in work, again, starting now. Current thinking is that we'll disable that fitter for future burns.
Connected to CMN network.
Okay, that is understood, Stan.
Also, we saw unexpected software commanding to the Holmes engine burn. Flight software checks which burn type you are doing before doing the burn. And when the software does its engine check, if the OME actuators are on, it assumes you're doing an Ohms burn and will command a post-burn gimbal check. So today the actuators were on for the motion checks we were doing earlier in the day. So despite doing a burn, we got...
Understood. No impact on that, but an interesting item to know about. Thanks for that.
We take it seriously when the software doesn't do what we expect. That's all we got for you. It's good to have you back.
Good to have you back.
And then what configuration do you plan to put the valves in at this point?
Jeremy, we're going to run procedure 30.50.2000 from the ground. We'll put into the config that we're following in that procedure if you like.
We're not going to get into that procedure. We're going to get into some other stuff. But what will be the end configuration for those helium valves?
Jeremy, we're branch one closed.
Okay, understood that. And what about inhibitor?
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.